Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
This conduct is unacceptable.
The results this morning from the U.S. Justice Department aren't flattering at all to Louisville police.
The report concludes that the unit's activities were part of an overall enforcement approach that resulted in significant and unlawful racial disparities.
Federal authorities found that police in the city were 4 to 5 times more likely to stop black drivers than white ones for the same traffic violations, 5 times more likely to charge black people for loitering or disorderly conduct, and more likely to stop and search black Americans for the same behaviors. The U.S. Attorney General flew into Kentucky to share the bad review.
Some officers have demonstrated disrespect for the people they are sworn to protect. Some have videotaped themselves throwing drinks at pedestrians from their cars, insulted people with disabilities, and called black people monkeys, animal, and boy.
The federal investigation began after the death of Breonna Taylor at the hands of police in 2020.
I don't know what happened. Somebody kicked in the door inside my girlfriend.
She had no connection to the crime police were investigating, but died as police were trying to execute a no-knock warrant looking for a drug suspect. Justice officials found that more than 60% of no-knock search warrants and forced entries into buildings involve black people. Taylor's mother is not surprised.
It's heartbreaking to know that everything you've been saying from day one has to be said again through this manner.
The city's new mayor says he'll work with the Justice Department to put changes in place.
We will reform how we recruit, train, equip, support, supervise, and deploy the more than 1,000 public servants whose job it is to serve as guardians of the public safety every day and every night.
Since Breonna Taylor's death, Louisville has banned those no-knock search warrants, but federal authorities also want supervisors in that police department to look at every single traffic stop and pay a lot more regular attention to those police body camera video.
Disgusting and shocking, isn't it, everybody? Are you shocked? I'm shocked. I'm so surprised to find out that, you know, Louisville police officers, pull over black residents, you know, like 900 times more often than white residents for stupid things like, one headlight's out. And then they search the guy and they search the guy's passengers and empty the guy's pockets to find some chapstick. You know what I'm saying? I'm shocked. I'm just, wow. But you see, the reason why it now do Memphis, they're going to do Memphis because, you know, Memphis, the city of Memphis, actually asked the Department of Justice to do Memphis. They actually went to the DOJ and said, please, please do the same kind of review for us with use of force and de-escalation policies after, Tyree Nichols beaten that we all saw for absolutely no reason. And you know what's really sick about the Tyree Nichols thing is in Memphis for traffic stops, and this is why I kept pointing this out, it was a black car. You remember that? The car that the police officer got out of to, demand that Tyree Nichols comply with whatever, disconnected, counter orders, like put your hands in the air, put your hands behind your back. You know what I mean? You can't even do what they're screaming at you to do. But the car that pulled him over was an unmarked police car. It was unmarked. It was a black, I think it was a Dodge or something like that. And so he didn't even know who was pulling him over. He had no idea like who is pulling me over and who's demanding that I do this and that I do that. And it certainly couldn't be a police officer because a police officer wouldn't say get down and then stand up and put your hands over your head at the same time. Would they? No. So anyway, Memphis has reached out to the DOJ and the DOJ said that it's going to, do what Memphis has asked. They're going to review the Memphis Police Department, including use of force and de-escalation tactics. And they're going to, start making recommendations there, too. And one of the recommendations, I'm sure, mark this down and see if I'm right, is going to be to stop using unmarked police cars for stupid, you know, traffic violations because you don't know who the hell is pulling you over. I mean, it's the whole thing is confusing from the get-go. But anyway, so they looked at Louisville first, okay? And the point here is, here we are starting again. This is us, fits and starts, everybody, fits and starts. You start doing things to ensure people's safety and civil rights and their ability to, you know, operate in their own communities in a peaceful manner without being beaten to death or without being shot or without being called, you know, an effing monkey, which is what we found out is going on in Louisville, without being called. There was a man. This guy happened to be white, but, you know, he was having a mental health crisis, okay? And the police officer, you know, this report is 86 pages, so it took me a minute. But he called this guy who was obviously having, a mental health issue. He called him a real effing winner and then started making sexual comments to this guy, saying, to his fellow officer, go ahead and put your finger in his butt. Do you know what I mean? Like this report is so, it's not surprising, but it's so sickening. Okay. It just is. You have all these, various disgusting things that police officers have done to the people that they're supposed to be protecting and serving. Yeah. And every time we start to make progress on this front, every time we start to, peel back the onion and see the next layer and the next layer, and we get to the meat of the matter, and we start to understand that it's the heart of the onion, just so if you don't cook, it's that core of the onion that makes you cry. That's why they don't want you to peel back the layers too much, because you will cry if you're a human being, if you're, a living, breathing human being with any empathy or compassion at all for another human being, be they a white man having a mental health episode, or a black man who's done absolutely nothing but try to go to his mom's house or try to go, get home. You get to the core of that onion and you're going to cry. You're going to cry. And the Republicans love that. That's like the whole bully tactic, right? Cry more, libs, cry more. I mean, this is what they want. But every time we make a little bit of progress, a little bit of forward motion, and say, okay, this is a violation of people's civil rights, all people's civil rights, okay? You don't get to beat somebody. You don't get to, pull people over 60% more because you think that black people are somehow, pullable or whatever it is, and nobody, holds you to account. Every time we start making some progress on these fronts, we change presidents or we change Congresses or we change the House of Representatives. We do something. And we set ourselves up to go backwards again. Or we say, oh, well, this is, a backlash to too much progress. You got to be careful. Got to go slow. There'll be too much backlash, too much backlash. I mean, backlash to what? That police officers are using crude and offensive comments about race and disability? That they're executing warrants with absolutely no reasonable cause without anything? I mean, no-knock warrant. We finally got rid of the no-knock warrant after Breonna Taylor. We finally got rid of that, and said, okay, this you can't do because, people end up dead through no fault of their own. She's laying in her bed. The guy with the ice cream, do you remember him? Botham Jean, sitting on his couch, eating ice cream. They shot through his window. I mean, So they were banned after a public outcry following Breonna Taylor's death, right? And the DOJ did charge four of the officers who were involved in killing her while she was sleeping, And so there's some progress, right? And now we've just completed a two-year investigation going back to 2020 when Breonna Taylor was killed for sleeping, right? And we find out that 60% of the no-knock raids were perpetrated on black residents. This is according to this 86-page report. 60%. So we made some progress there. Now we're starting to understand the things that cause people to end up dead as a result of people who are sworn to protect and serve them, killing them. And every time we make progress on that front, we change representation, or we change presidents, or we change the Senate, or we change the House, or we change the... I'm telling you, we have to stay on this road and keep moving forward. Stop with the changing of the guard.